知行英语 Listen and share.
Spooky Pershing Motorists.追赶我的开车幽灵，It was around 7 p.m. and I was walking from my house to my girlfriend's house. The sun was still shining and the early evening air was still warm. As I passed the town's small and bulky police station on the opposite side of the roadI walked by a small, white, old-fashioned car parked up on my side of the road. I didn't take much notice of this. After all, it wasn't exactly out of the ordinary. The engine was still running, which I thought was strange, as there did not appear to be anybody in the car. Perhaps the driver had popped into the police station or something, or perhaps taking a leak in a bush, I thought.And thought no more of it. An hour later, walking back over the same route with my girlfriend to my house, the car was gone. At my house, we watched a few DVD. Although my girlfriend didn't want to stay the night, we stayed up late because neither of us was at work the next day. At about 1 a.m, she said that she was getting tired, and we set off walking towards her house.In the chill night air. We were walking quickly because she just wanted to get home. And so did I, truth be told.
That was 7 p.m. 左右。我离开家，走着去女朋友那里。夕阳仍然照耀着大地。傍晚的空气依然温暖。当我走到镇上又小又破的警察局对面的时候，发现有一辆小型白色老爷车停在我身边。当时我没有太注意，毕竟那车没有什么特别的，只是它发动着的引擎有点奇怪，因为我没有看到车里有人。我猜也许司机急着去警察局办点事儿，或者去了附近的灌木丛方便，便没有想再多。一个小时之后，我和女朋友从原路返回我家，那辆车已经开走了。在我家里，我们看了一些 DVD 影片，尽管女朋友没打算在我那里过夜，我们还是玩到很晚，因为第二天我们俩都不用工作。大概凌晨1点的时候，她说有点累了，想回家，于是我们起身往她家里走。那天夜里的空气非常寒冷，我们走得很快，因为他一心想快点到家。事实上，我也是。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
It was around 7 p.m. and I was walking from my house to my girlfriend's house. 那是一个下午的7点左右。我离开家，走着去女朋友那里。The sun was still shining, and the early evening air was still warm. 夕阳仍然照耀着大地，傍晚的空气依然温暖。As I passed the town's small and bulky police station on the opposite side of the road, I walked by a small, white, old-fashioned car parked up on my side of the road.
当我走到镇上又小又破的警察局对面的时候，发现有一辆小型白色老爷车停在我身边。
I didn't take much notice of this. After all, it wasn't exactly out of the ordinary.
当时我没有太注意，毕竟那车没有什么特别的。
The engine was still running, which I thought was strange, as there did not appear to be anybody in the car.
只是它发动着的引擎有点奇怪，因为我没有看到车里有人。
Perhaps the driver had popped into the police station or something. Or perhaps taking a leak in a bush, I thought. And thought no more of it.
我猜也许司机急着去警察局办点事儿，或者去了附近的灌木丛方便，便没有想再多。
An hour later, walking back over the same route with my girlfriend to my house, the car was gone.
一个小时之后，我和女朋友从原路返回我家，那辆车已经开走了。
At my house, we watched a few DVD.
在我家里，我们看了一些 DVD 影片。
Although my girlfriend didn't want to stay the night, we stayed up late because neither of us was at work the next day.
尽管女朋友没打算在我那里过夜，我们还是玩到很晚，因为第二天我们俩都不用工作。
At about 1 a.m, she said that she was getting tired, and we set off walking towards her house in the chill night air.
大概凌晨一点的时候，她说有点累了，想回家，于是我们起身往他家里走。那天夜里的空气非常寒冷。
We were walking quickly because she just wanted to get home. And so did I, truth be told.
我们走得很快，因为她一心想快点到家。事实上，我也是。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Pokey, P-O-K-E-Y, 简陋的，狭小的。比如 The whole family was crammed in two pokey rooms.
全家人挤在两间狭小的房间里。
Take notice of, 注意到。比如 Take no notice of Jack, he's just being silly.
别理杰克，他在犯傻。
Out of the ordinary, 不寻常的，例外的。比如 Nothing out of the ordinary had happened.
没有发生什么意外之事。
Pop, P-O-P,
多用于口语当中，以为迅速的句，强调突然或者出人意料，后可接介词。比如 Pop in, pop out, pop round, pop to, 等等。迅速进入、出去、迅速到、周围、迅速去。
Could you pop in the shop to buy some bread?
你能不能快去商店买点面包？
Take a leak, have a leak,
俚语，小便。
Route, R-O-U-T-E,
指车辆常沿着行驶的路线。
比如 Is your office on a bus route?
你的办公室在公共汽车路线上吗？
Stay up,
熬夜，不睡觉。
比如 I stayed up to watch the football match.
我熬夜看足球比赛。
Neither of,
两者都不，两者中无一。
比如 Neither of the students took the teacher's warning seriously.
两个学生都不把老师的警告当回事儿。
Set off, 出发，启程，动身。
比如 I want to set off early in order to avoid the traffic. 我想早点动身，以避开交通拥堵。
Chill, C-H-I-L-L,
寒冷的，尤其指刺骨的寒冷。
比如 They stumbled in the chill winter wind.
他们在冬日刺骨的寒风中蹒跚而行。
So 后面接助动词或者系动词，再接代词或名词，
多为表示人的词，以为也一样，用来对前边已经提到过的某一件事实进行补充。
比如John wants to take a good rest this weekend, so do I.
John 这周末想好好的休息一下，我也是。
He will not take part in that competition, so won't I.
他不会参加那个比赛，我也不会。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。